Kidney Conversations. And this segment of Kidney Conversations is brought to you with the kind compliments of the Barbados Kidney Association. Follow them on Facebook or email 246kidneyassociation@gmail.com.
Greetings and welcome to this wonderful segment brought to you with the kind compliments of the Barbados Kidney Association. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and with me today are not one, not two, but three wonderful guests here in the studio. We have Mrs. Sadia Sisnet, who is the president of the Barbados Kidney Association. Hello, Sadia.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you, ma'am, first. We have Sabrina Newton, public relations officer. Say hello.
Hi.
Good day to you as well, ma'am. And, of course, we have Mr. Adrian Boyce, who is the vice president of the BKA. Hello, Adrian.
Hello. Happy to be here.
Yes. Good to have you all three. So, let us get to know the Kidney Association a little bit better today. Can you please tell us a little bit, Sidian, about the association and what its purpose is?
So, the mission statement of the Barbados Kidney Association is to add value to the lives of its members, their families and friends, and the public through various social and educational programs. Mm-hmm. So that's essentially, in a nutshell, what we are trying to do. This council's objectives are the passage of the Human Tissue Transplant Bill. You may have heard of it. It's been in the news quite a lot lately. Ongoing and increased support to dialysis patients. We're looking at meal programs, dialysis supplies to new dialysis patients and centers, and of course we have our annual Feed the Family program. So we're trying to do a lot of social programs centered around patients suffering from kidney disease and on dialysis, as well as transplant patients as well.
It sounds like you're doing a lot, Sidian, in the background. So it's good that you're getting more forward-facing and letting the public know in general what you're doing more and more. That's really, really good. So these are some programs you're already doing, correct?
These are some programs that we're already doing, some that we want to increase. Mm-hmm. The support to the patients on dialysis and persons suffering with kidney disease, and new actual programs that we are looking to institute as well.
Well, I guess it will be an appropriate time to go into exactly what kidney disease is. And Adrian, I'll go over to you at this time. What is kidney disease, sir?
Well, kidney disease usually refers to any conflict with the kidneys of the person. Mm. May it be through poor lifestyle or genetic. These are causes that damage the kidney.
Right. So it may pass down through the family line, so to speak.
Yeah, so it could be, as I said, genetic or hereditary.
Right.
Or it can be through poor lifestyle choices, mm-hmm. and so on. Many persons, statistically, have gotten kidney disease or renal failure through hypertension, mm-hmm. which is heart disease. So probably 94% or so. But also
a vast majority then.
Yeah. And also
Hypertension.
Yeah. Also, wow. Other non-communicable diseases like diabetes as well too, mm-hmm. is a high risk factor. And these that are not monitored or well controlled over time leads to kidney failure at different stages between 1 to 5.
1 to 5.
Yeah, 1 to 5. So, series, 1 to 5.
So that implies that there's levels to
different
this.
Levels, yeah.
Okay. And Sabrina, you could jump in here and give us a little bit more on what kind of risk factors we have. Obviously, Adrian talked about having diabetes could greatly increase your chances. Having hypertension, which is something that is a big problem amongst the adult population in Barbados, for sure. What are some risk factors? And then how do you know, or how can you suspect, and how can you find out for sure that you have kidney disease?
Okay, so the risk factors, as he was mentioning before, which are the non-communicable diseases, like the hypertension and the diabetes and whatnot. Yeah. So what you would need to do is constantly check your sugar,
Your blood sugar.
Yeah.
A1C as well,
imagine. Yes, please.
Yeah.
As well as you need to make sure that your salt intake is very low, because that as well is a contributing factor. Mm. So you have to have a balanced diet as well. Exercise often as possible. No smoking, and try to get tested every year. The Forlorn Foundation, they do actually do a free kidney test, and you can go over to them. You make the appointment online, and they will send you an email confirming the date and the time. And when you go, then they tell you where your kidney levels are at, as well as what has to be done at what stage you are at.
Now, Celia, I think we need to spend a little bit of time there. Sabrina just mentioned something that's absolutely huge. Kidney testing at no cost to us as the Barbadian public.
Yep.
Through the Forlorn Foundation.
That's right.
Please tell us a little bit more and let us spell it out. Literally spell it out. So when listeners hear this, they will Google it and go straight and get their appointment.
So Forlorn Foundation, that is the name of the organization. They are in association with the SILS Dialysis Clinics.
Right.
And yes, Sabrina is correct. You can go and get free kidney testing. So they'll take your blood and they'll do all their tests. And as Sabrina said, they'll let you know where you are in terms of your kidney function.
Right, yeah. Right. So that's where the stage 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeah. comes in.
That's correct.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right. So would you say that most persons are at what stage?
Well, currently we have, based on our last statistic, between 20 to 30,000 people in Barbados between stages 1 to 5.
Wow.
20 to 30,000
so
Barbadians.
1 in 10, 1 in 12 persons walking around.
Walking around, and a lot of them do not know.
Right.
Because kidney disease is pretty much silent.
Wow.
You have almost no symptoms until you get to stage 5, which is end-stage renal disease, which is when you will have to look at going on dialysis. So what the Kidney Association wants to do is to educate persons that maybe between stages 1 to, let's say, 4, to, again, get your yearly checkup. Mm-hmm. Get a kidney function test done. If you don't want to do it with your doctor, because again, you have to pay for that, head to the Forlorn Foundation, get the kidney test done. Again, once a year is all you need. Once a year.
And it's not that you can't share those results with your doctor, right?
Of course.
You can share those results
yes.
with your doctor.
Of course. Yeah.
And then they can help you find a way forward or make a referral to someone a little bit more specialized in that care.
That is correct.
Right.
That is correct. So stages 1 to 4, persons are walking around unbeknownst to them, being stage 1 to 2 to 3 of kidney disease, and they do not know. So again, we advise persons, get your annual checkups, get your kidney function test done. Kidney disease is silent. You do not know that your kidneys are being damaged by either uncontrolled diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension, even some infections,
yeah.
even some long-term uses of NSAIDs like ibuprofen can cause kidney disease. Long-term usage
wow.
of those drugs
right,
can
right,
cause
right.
kidney disease.
NSAIDs, you mean, Sadian, like Advil, Motrin, those sorts of brand name
yes.
painkillers.
Yes, and I don't mean like, you know, you have a headache today and you take some Advil. Mm-hmm. I don't mean once in a while.
Right.
A long-term usage, continuous
usage yeah.
of NSAIDs like Advil, like ibuprofen, can cause damage to your kidneys. Again, that's why you need to get your yearly checkups to ensure that, you know, your kidneys are still functioning.
Yes.
The way they're supposed to, and there's no evidence of kidney disease or kidney damage.
Let's describe again, because again, we can't assume too much. The kidneys are located where in the body?
The lower back, just under the last set of ribs, your ribs at the back here.
Okay.
Yes.
And the purpose of the kidneys is to do what?
To flush the body of toxins and waste. Well, liquid waste and so on.
Right. So the kidneys lead to the bladder, and the bladder then obviously let out through your urine.
That's right.
Right, right. Now, sometimes you have to spell it right out like that so that people can understand.
Process.
Yeah, the process.
Right.
And then when things don't go well,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, you kind of have, you got to do the reverse engineering, figure out, all right, something might be a mess, and they tell their doctors.
Well, one thing I also want to add along with the causes.
Yeah.
May not only be the non-communicable diseases and
hereditary
yeah. but also say, for example, in my situation, I have contracted kidney disease due to hantavirus.
Okay.
It's similar to leptospirosis. It's a
wow.
bone disease. The difference in the two is that the hantavirus has a higher mortality rate. And the way you can contract it is the usual way that persons will contract lepto. If they touch an infected area, yeah, and they put it in their face or mouth or eat or what have you. But also with hantavirus, which makes it so lethal, is that if an infected rodent pees in an area with this dust, and that becomes airborne, you inhale it, you can get it like that as well.
Whoa.
So that disease, similar to lepto, destroys the major organs in the body. And that's what happened in my situation. It started to attack the heart, liver, and kidneys, but the kidneys were damaged.
So damage.
Yeah. And it's all about knowledge, you know. People might think they may have this flu or fever, you know. I think that is a go to the doctor and get right. something for it,
or take something and just
self yeah. medicate, yeah. which is bad. I always try to advocate that, especially men are very they feel yeah. very scared of going to
yeah.
the doctor,
yeah. Yeah.
Both for their general
health, and then when you get sick,
exactly.
Because if you haven't taken care of the issue, you might not be able to talk about
that's,
it. Today.
That's a fact.
Right. So I understand all three of you have dealt with kidney disease of some kind, right?
Yes.
Right. So you got it through a disease that damaged your kidneys.
Yes.
And that ended you up at end-stage renal failure as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So I'm at stage 5 on peritoneal dialysis. I think they don't really touch on the different types of dialysis.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can get there shortly. And Sabrina, not to get too much in your business.
That's right.
So your journey with kidney disease was true. What happened?
Hereditary.
It was hereditary.
Yes. I have polycystic kidneys. Mm-hmm. So the cyst on the kidneys, they damage the kidneys progressively.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is how I reached the end stage as well. I'm on hemodialysis.
Okay. And Celian?
Well, my cause was a bit up in the air, according to the doctors. They kind of settled on hypertension.
Right.
And I was diagnosed with kidney disease. It was probably at stage 3 when I was about 28 years old.
Right. So we have in front of me, ladies and gentlemen, 3 kidney patients, kidney disease journeys right here in front of me. 3 miracles as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Who each had a different path to getting to the same
end-stage renal failure.
Yeah, end-stage renal failure. So we will end here today, and then we will continue with this fascinating trio of stories as we work with the Barbados Kidney Association. Let us know a little bit about what happens at end-stage renal disease, and just go over briefly the 2 types of dialysis as we end the segment.
So end-stage renal disease simply means that your kidneys are no longer functioning enough to eliminate waste products from your system.
Right.
So you begin to get toxin buildup in your system. You can get pain, shortness of breath, all types of symptoms that you can think about. So that's when you have to now manually have the toxins expelled from your body through dialysis.
Right.
And that's where the 2 types of dialysis come in. Hemodialysis, which is exchange of blood where the blood is cleaned, and peritoneal dialysis, where an organ in the body is actually used as the filter.
Wow. Mm. And hemodialysis, they don't literally take the blood and manually, they use a machine, I presume.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And I'm presuming that this takes a while. This is a weekly or maybe multiple times a week?
3 times a week.
3 times a week.
4 hours every day.
Wow. That's a life-transforming sort of thing.
It is.
And the peritoneal dialysis now, I assume it also takes time.
Yeah, actually, what is a home therapy.
Okay, so hemodialysis is not home-based.
No.
You have to go to a facility,
three times
a week.
3 times a week.
Whereas you get to do your treatment
at home. So what we've done is that they use the fluid called dianeal to help with the drawing of the toxins in that organ that Sidian was talking about.
Right.
The peritoneal.
So it's actually in your body?
Yeah.
It was installed in your body by surgery, I presume?
Well, the catheter used.
Oh, the catheter.
Right. Right? But you already have, everyone has a peritoneal gland in their body, in their abdomen, right?
Okay.
But that is used naturally to pull toxins on the body as well.
Okay.
So what happens is that you use a solution called dianeal, which assists of capturing the toxins, right, as it dwells in the body, and then it's expelled into a drain by where you can then dispose of it. And there are different percentages of dianyl used. The stronger the dianyl, the more toxins or fluid will be drawn from the body, right, at any given time.
This is a fascinating, life-transforming series of conversations we're going to be having. And I'm going to leave it there. But I'm looking forward to speaking with you, Adrian Boyce, Vice President of the Barbados Kidney Association. And thank you once again, Sabrina Newton, who is the Public Relations Officer, and Mrs. Sadian Cisnet, who is the President of the BKA. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
I'm looking forward to more conversations with you very soon.
Yes.
I'm Jason Bell, and have a wonderful day.
This segment of Kidney Conversations was brought to you with the kind compliments of the Barbados Kidney Association. Follow them on Facebook or email 246kidneyassociation@gmail.com for more. 7 minutes after 10 o'clock, we do apologize for the delay, but next up, down to brass tacks.